You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Please welcome Jessica Williams and Phoebe Robinson.
Very excited.
Thank you, why indeed. Hi, Yasuo.
Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. This is exciting. Congratulations, two dope queens turned by HBO into a show. Did you ever think that would happen? Because I remember when the show started out in Brooklyn, it was like, oh, this is a cool underground cult thing. And then it blew up as a podcast. It was number one as a podcast. And now it's on HBO. Like, you guys are going to make a movie next, right?
You didn't come to Brooklyn. I just want to say, not to start any beef,
she's
but
like
you
dragging.
Didn't come to Brooklyn, Trevor.
I totally came to Brooklyn. And when? Then I saw a man walking a peacock, and I was like, this is not the place for me. But now, are you going to make a movie? Is this like the next step? Because you've gone up, now you're on HBO. Where does Two Dope Queens go from here?
A sex tape, right?
Yeah, we're going to try and put together a sex tape. We're working on it. We're workshopping it right now before we, you know,
there's
take
too much plot
time.
Currently.
There's a lot
so,
of plot.
Just yeah.
There's
a lot of plot.
Too much plot.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that. Too much plot.
Yeah, but we initially, you know, started it just because... How we met was actually she was doing background on a Daily Show piece. I was
unpaid.
Doing.
Right. Unpaid.
Don't drag us on the show. Don't drag us
delayed
on the show.
Delayed pay.
We're on.
Yeah. Delayed pay.
Right, because it's worked out in
yeah.
the end.
Yeah, yeah,
how
yeah.
dare
delayed
you?
Pay.
She's like being so bad today. Okay, so anyway, she was working background on it, and she's like been a stand-up for about 10 years, and she asked me what's something that I wanted to do, and I told her I would love to try stand-up, and so she had me co-host her show that she was doing at UCB East.
Right.
Called Blari Alive, and so we co-hosted it, and then we had so much fun, and then realized that we were a great duo.
Yeah.
So we just kept doing that, and we moved to bigger and bigger venues, and 3.5 years later, now we have these 4 HBO specials that are airing. And
it's Black History Month.
You know, that's...
Black History Month!
If that's not a gift tomorrow, I've wasted my life. For those who haven't watched the show, I would liken it to, it's like the Queen's Royal Variety Show, basically.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, pun intended. But you have you have your show, you have your comedians that come on, you have a special guest. The first episode was Jon Stewart in New York, which was amazing. Do you choose the comedians that perform on the show for a specific reason? Because it feels like there's a very, like, definite choice in who you have.
Yeah, we wanted to be super inclusive because, you know, we both do stand-up. I mean, she started doing improv, so we've just been surrounded by a lot of white people and comedy. And so we just wanted to kind of diversify things and show, like, women, people of color, queer people who don't necessarily get the same shots that we get on late night and just have them, like, do amazing sets like, you know, Michelle Buteau, Naomi Ekperigin, Baron
right.
Vaughn, just all these amazing, talented people.
Mm-hmm.
So when we sat down, we wanted to have people who had done the podcast previously as like a thank you for doing us when we were like a wee little podcast, and then like have people we never got to have on, like Shang Wang, who's a writer for Fresh Off the Boat. So
right,
it's like,
right.
Runs the gamut.
And now those people on HBO, which is super dope. And it's funny you say Black History Month, because I feel like this will be part of the black history that you both create. You guys are blowing up.
Thank you.
No, you really are. You really are. Jessica, on your side, I mean, Fantastic Beasts. You're going to be in Fantastic Beasts.
I am very excited.
You're going to be a wizard.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've been reading those books since I was 9, and, you know, J.K. Rowling sort of found me because she watches The Daily Show, and she just really liked my Daily Show stuff. And so she, like, slid in my DMs, and then it just... yeah. I was, like, on a field shoot for this show, and she started following me, and I was like, cool, I'm done tweeting. And then she, like, DM'd me a lot of the time when I was traveling for the show, and it was really nice. And it's just so crazy to have it come full circle. Can I do something that I've always wanted to do on this, like, from this side of the desk? Can I try this?
Oh, yeah, go.
This seems so,
drink
like...
water?
I thought it was tea. But there's something that, like, they wouldn't give us water when we're standing up doing bits. You know, I'm just like, ooh, look at this.
I like how you're making it seem like it was like a prison internment camp. They wouldn't give us water when we were standing here.
It was great. Everything was union. It was great.
Phoebe, on your side, this is the world that you wanted to get into. As Jessica said, you came in, you were doing stand-up, you were waiting for your big shot. It feels like this is just the beginning for you. You've got a book, you're an author, you have a follow-up to the book.
New York Times bestseller.
Oh, I'm a brag. you're also working on a TV show as well.
I am. I'm trying to develop a TV show with Amazon right now. Alana Glazer is executive producing, and I'm co-writing with Amy Aniobi, who is a writer-producer on Insecure. And then I'm also writing my second book called Everything's Trash, But It's Okay. And it seems very appropriate for these times. It's going to be like another essay collection about like interracial dating. I'll mention Bono. Not dating Bono, but I've met him. And
so you're dating Bono.
I'm dating Bono.
It's out there, folks. She's dating Bono.
She's dating Bono. Super dating.
And just like kind of like super like really fun sort of like kind of weird things that happen and also just like really cool, awesome moments in my life. So, yeah.
That's exciting.
Congratulations. Could not ask to speak to better and more amazing people than the two of you. Thank you so much. Congratulations
on everything.
I'm so excited for both of you. Tudo Queens airs Fridays at 11:30 p.m. on HBO. Jessica Williams, Phoebe Robinson.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.